So we have the great privilege to read Parshas Bechukosai and to close out the book of Vayikra this coming week. And in the beginning of the Parsha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu discusses the brachos that he will give to Klal Yisrael if we heed the word of the Ribbono Shel Olam, if we keep the mitzvos. In Bechukosai Tilecho, mitzvosai Tishmoru, if you walk in my ways, if you keep my mitzvos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I promise you, I will take care of you. Not only will you experience spiritual elevation, but you will experience material blessing as well. And then as the brachos continue, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that as a result of your positive dynamic activity, V'nasanti mishkani b'sochachem, I will go ahead and I will place my dwelling place within you, V'lo sigal nafshi eschem, and I will not be repelled or repulsed by you. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, when you live the right kind of life and you do the right kind of things, I, the Shekhinah, feel comfortable residing in your midst. And then in Pasuk Chav, Perek Chavav, Pasuk Yud Gimel, chapter 26, verse 13, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says something amazing. Va'oleich eschem komemius. Literally again, and I will cause you to walk, va'oleich eschem, or I'll walk with you, I'll allow you to walk, komemius. Komemius, what does that mean? Rashi says, bekoma zekufa, with an erect posture. Upright. I will allow you to walk upright. So what's the pshat? What does that mean? What's the bracha there? That I will allow you to walk upright. So of course, on a basic level, the imagery that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is trying to convey is that when a person is experiencing problems, a person is having challenges, those challenges often keep me bent over, right? It's like a yoke that sits on my neck that keeps me doubled over. When there's bracha, when there's good, va'oleich eschem komamius, you will be able to walk upright. The yoke of suffering and difficulty and tragedy will not hang around your neck, weighing you down. Va'oleich eschem komamius. Rashi says, bekoma zekufa, an erect, upright posture. You'll walk straight up. But there's a beautiful insight by the Tzemach Tzedek. The Lubavitch Rebbe says something so beautiful. He says, quote to you, Chesed Godo Asa Elokim Im Ha'adam Shebaro Bekoma Zekufa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did an incredible chesed with man, that he created him in a way in which he has what we call a koma zekufa, an erect posture. What does that mean? Sha'av ki hilucho ala aretz, even though man walks on the earth, harehu roe lefachos es hashamayim, at least he's able to see the heavens. Ve'ilu kola holich ala arba, but an animal that walks on all fours, eina roe ki mes ha'aretz bilvad. The animal that walks on all fours is only able to see the earth. Says the Tzemach Tzedek something absolutely amazing. What's the distinction between a human being and an animal? Koma zekufa, erect posture, standing upright. What does that mean? That when an animal walks on all fours, so by definition, its head is pointed downwards or forward, but the point is not upwards. The animal doesn't look up. The animal either looks forward or looks down. A human being, because he walks bekoma zekufa, because he walks with an upright and erect posture, although his feet are planted on the ground, his head is able to tilt upwards. His eyes are able to look heavenwards. That's what it means to walk bekoma zekufa. An upright posture means your feet are planted on the ground, but your head, your eyes have the ability to tilt upwards and heavenwards. And the Tzemach Tzedek is teaching us an incredible lesson. Life is all about keeping your feet planted on the ground, but your eyes looking upward. You see, sometimes in life, people fall into one of two categories. There are some people who just live their life with feet firmly planted on the ground. Everything is about the here and now. And they're scared of undertaking any types of initiatives or opportunities in which they are not guaranteed success. And the truth is, they don't think or dream big. Really, all they focus on is the matter at hand, because they are fully rooted. They are fully enmeshed, fully immersed in the earth. They have their feet firmly planted on the ground. You know, sometimes those type of people, when they see other people dreaming or aspiring, they call them unrealistic. And they often say, You need to get your feet firmly planted on the ground. And then there are other people. Other people don't have their feet planted on the ground at all. Rather, they're flying all over the place, not rooted in any type of reality, not embedded in any type of framework. Their eyes are always tilted towards the heavens, dreams of grandeur, visions of greatness, but no plan, no framework, no mahalich for how to get there. So there are some people who are only in the heavens, some people who are only on the earth. Says the Tzemach Tzedek, the bracha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us, Va'olech eschem komamius, bekoma zekufa, means I give you the bracha of walking with an erect posture, of walking ultimately in an upright position, which means live your life with feet firmly planted on the ground, but eyes always looking heavenward. You have to, in life, you have to have a plan. In life, you have to have a seder. In life, you have to make correct and meaningful and good decisions. That's symbolized by having your feet planted on the ground. That's symbolized by being enmeshed in a framework. You can't be all over the place. You have to be mesuder. You have to have an order. There has to be a seder to your life. That's your feet planted on the ground. But at the same time, make sure that you exercise your neck muscles, tilt your head backwards, and allow your eyes to gaze upon the heavens. Remind yourself that as much as your feet are planted on the ground, the sky is the limit as to what you have the ability to accomplish. The sky is the limit as to what you have the ability to be. Dream great dreams. Aspire to be something magnificent. Push yourself more and more. Do not define yourself now by the place where you stand, but recognize that you have the ability to soar to the greatest of heights. That's the bracha. Va'olech eschem komamius, bekoma zekufa. Don't live a life walking on four legs. There are many two-legged human beings who live four-legged animal lives, just simply looking at the ground in front of them, seeking out the next meal, seeking out the next pleasure, seeking out the next whatever. But as long as it's in front of me, I'll have it. Anything not right in front of me, I can't think about that. I can't contemplate that. I can't spend time on that. Va'olech eschem komamius. Don't be all over the place. Right? Don't be one of those dreamers who's not rooted in reality. Find a way to anchor yourself in the reality of life. Find a way to anchor yourself in the reality of existence. Have your feet firmly planted on the ground, but always have your eyes gazing heavenward. We should be zochem mi'artz Hashem to feel this bracha and to see this bracha actualize within ourselves. We should be zochem to appreciate the bracha of koma zekufa, going through life with a straight posture. May we be zochem mi'artz Hashem to live lives of responsibility, lives of focus, lives with feet firmly planted on the ground, but to always find the koach, to keep our head tilted back, our eyes looking upward, and always recognizing the greatness of the potential we possess and the courage in Mirtz Hashem to actualize it. Wishing everyone a guten Shabbos.